attached to a bell wire hung at the right of the grated opening. If the tape was pulled, a bell rang, and one heard a voice very near at hand, which made one start. "Who is there?" the voice demanded. It was a woman's voice, a gentle voice, so gentle that it was mournful. Here again there was a magical word, which it was necessary to know. If one did not know it, the voice ceased. The wall became silent once more, as though the terrified obscurity of the sepulchre had been on the other side of it. If one knew the password, the voice resumed. "Enter on the right." One then perceived on the right, facing the window, a glass door surmounted by a frame glazed and painted grey. On raising the latch and crossing the threshold, one experienced precisely the same impression as when one enters at the theatre into a grated baignoire before the grating is lowered and the chandelier is lighted. One was, in fact, in a sort of theatre box, narrow, furnished with two old chairs and a much frayed straw matting, sparely illuminated by the vague light from the glass door. A regular box, with its front just of a height to lean upon, bearing a tablet of black wood. This box was grated, only the grating of it was not of gilded wood, as at the opera. It was a monstrous lattice of iron bars, hideously interlaced and riveted to the wall by enormous fastenings,